Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We'll talk with Kyle Poole from Tri-County Tech coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And joining us this morning for a Community Connection, as I mentioned, we get to talk with Kyle Poole from Tri-County Tech. Thanks for coming in this morning. You're kind of winding down this semester and enrolling for next year, right?
Yeah, so, you know, things are wrapping up for us. We'll have a real busy week coming up this week as we try to get more enrollments in. Handling a lot of post-secondary stuff, what we call our adult section. Mm-hmm. A lot of availability still in some courses in our flex and fast track area, which are those evening courses that can allow our working community to, you know, either look for a new certification or take a new direction if that's what they're wanting. And so we've got some availability left there. We're really trying to push hard and get folks in and change as many lives as we can. We've also got some openings in our daily programs like culinary that we're looking at. But, yeah, it's that time of year that, you know, people are starting to reach out because it's time to make a decision, and we're certainly looking to get back with those folks that may not have worked out with in the past or that are interested, and hopefully get them in the door and get them started on a new path.
Well, and you know, you're right, this is the time of year people kind of look to make changes, whether you want to call them New Year's resolutions or just, gee whiz, I think I've been doing this long enough. What else can I, how can I aim my life differently? And some of those things you talked about with certifications or health careers, anything from, like you said, CNA to culinary or even some of the electronics and mechanical stuff. So a lot of choices.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was listening earlier as I was waiting outside the room here, and there was some advertisement for some jobs in town. I think I heard a couple CMAs and CNA things. And, you know, we put a lot of folks through those courses. We offer two and three of those a semester. I think this spring we're planning on four CNA classes just because we've had such a good turnout in the past. And, you know, healthcare is a field that always has availability. Yep. They're always looking for folks. Our LPN program, we're actually right now in the process of taking applications for the July start date just because it works so far in advance because it is such a popular field. It is such a desired field. And so we really do a great job with the healthcare industry, and we love to get those people in there, and that's why we offer so much of that.
It's been about 8 or 10 years, so this may have changed, but I did a story, like I said, 8 to 10 years ago with JPMC, just talking about health careers in general, and one of the nurses told me something to the effect, and I'm obviously paraphrasing, that, you know, they could quit today and within 24 to 48 hours have a job anywhere they wanted to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's, again, one of the things that you look at is there's always a health center in most towns. There's multiple in big cities. And, you know, they're always looking for folks. They always need folks. There's just a desire in that area. And unfortunately, if people are going to be unhealthy or we're having struggles with our health care, I feel a little under the weather, you know, right now myself. And so we're always going to need those folks that take care of us and those, you know, really those selfless individuals that just want to help others. And we offer a lot of programs to get folks started down that path. If you want to start from a CNA or a phlebotomist and work your way up through the ranks, that's great. You can jump right into our LPN program if it works out that way. But, you know, yeah, there's always a need. We work a lot with the hospital here. They've got a lot of great folks out there that participate with us, and we have a good relationship with them. And they always tell us things they're looking for, things they need, things in Pawhuska that are needed. And so we offer some courses in both areas to try and help build relationships. And really it gets those folks that are in those classes in the door with those companies and those centers. And, you know, we offer things like mock interviewing, interview setups where we bring folks in and we teach them how to go in there and what they're going to expect when they get in those situations so they can go fill those positions that are available.
Is the CNA, for instance, a one semester or less than a one semester?
So our CNA class works multiple ways. We have a night CNA for those that are working currently and that want to do it on the side. Couple nights a week, and it usually lasts for one semester. We also offer it actually in a one-month version where you can go full-time 8 to 4 Monday through Friday and have that knocked out in 1 month. So we'll start that the middle of January, and there'll be some folks leaving in February that'll be completed CNA certified and ready to go find a job.
Well, that's tremendous. And that kind of goes along with some of the fast track programs that you designed a few years ago in cooperation with our local business community.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was a need, I think, for a quick change for folks, for things that they could get certified in a little faster than what the traditional ways were. And also just some areas in industry that we saw need, that people came to us with a need to fill. And We came up with this idea and created the Flex and Fast Track version. And I think Tri-County Tech's always on the cutting edge, trying to get ahead of things for our community and just what we can do to provide people an opportunity. And so these Flex and Fast Track programs, you know, most of the Flex you're talking about 6 months to 18 months, mm-hmm. Evening stuff that you can work through, anything from accounting to machine, PMO, machining, just a lot of different options there. And then, of course, our Fast Track is filled with quite a few healthcare courses, armed guard, basic guard trainings. Mm-hmm. It's just so many different options here for folks that are looking for something quick if they want to go on a Fast Track route. And you know, 12 months is really not a long time in of itself for that Flex program. So, yeah, it's definitely a unique opportunity that gives people a quick chance for change, improvement. You know, a lot of different folks come to us. I had a lady the other day that called in that had been a stay-at-home mom and had worked in a medical office and decided that she wanted to go to work, mm-hmm. and called and thought she was going to have to find transcripts from whenever back in the day and was really nervous about how it all worked. And we talked for 20 minutes, and I think she'll be with us in January, and it didn't take any time at all.
Well, just sitting here, and I hadn't really thought too much about it till you brought up that particular one. Okay, former military training. I've got some training in the healthcare field along the way, and I'm sure somebody could dust off something even that they took training on 15, 20 years ago or more. Yes, things have changed, but it's a matter of updating skills that you already have some basic understanding.
Sure, yeah, absolutely, and that's a lot. You know, we do get that quite often, some recertification needs, things like that, that people have just let lapse for various reasons, one or another, and we get them right in, we get them taken care of. And so, yeah, it's one of those things that if there were some interest people had, and we see that all the time, things they had been involved in to some extent or had an interest in, it just never worked, and next thing you know, they're 10, 20 years down the road. They've got some time. They've got a chance. They're looking for something different. They give us a call, and boy, that's the fun part. You know, yeah. When somebody's got an interest in something that never quite panned out, or they thought they wanted to do something that didn't work, and you can kind of help them get there. That's the real rewarding part of what we get to do.
You mentioned culinary. That's always been a premier program, mm-hmm. for Tri-County Tech for 25 years or more.
Yeah, you know, we have a wonderful culinary department out there. We're blessed. I say we're blessed. I think my wife would say sometimes I probably don't need to eat as much as I do out of our culinary area, but
no, but that's what makes it the going out there for lunch such a
absolutely
great deal.
You know, I tell people that, and we get so many people on campus. We had Leadership Bartlesville out last week, and I don't think some folks realize quite to where the extent of Tri-County Tech has grown and what it's offering, but we do. We get a lot of folks that come out daily for a special, for breakfast, for lunch, and these folks are back there all day learning that trade, learn how to make that the food that they're making, obviously. But there's so much more to the industry that you've got to work with in ordering, the front of house stuff where you're dealing with the folks every day. So they get a good variety of that industry. But yeah, it's an absolutely phenomenal department. They provide so much of what we do, our food. They offer catering services for our events. Just a wonderful, wonderful team. And yeah, we've got some spots in the spring that we'd like to fill there as well. So anybody interested in culinary should give us a look for that.
What else are we looking to fill this semester? I mean, the enrollment going on right now, classes are going to start right after the first of the year.
Sure. Yeah. You know, we're going to start everything up in January. And then with our Flex and Fast Track, there's some varying start times throughout the spring.
Sure.
But the bulk of what we're going to do is going to be right there in the first of January. Obviously, folks come in a little bit after that. We have some leeway in some programs that we try because we certainly want to get those folks in. But, you know, we're always looking to fill, like I said, healthcare. We've added a lot of healthcare courses just because of the need we talked about, mm-hmm. And the wonderful feedback we've received for what we have. So we've got quite a few healthcares that we'll look to fill, and they do a pretty good job on their own. A lot of networking stuff as we're seeing right now. So we offer a couple of different Cisco trainings, computer technician through a CompTIA program that we're looking to fill. And multiple others, accounting, welding. You know, I don't think that anything right now is completely topped off, but we certainly have a lot of interest. I know I've had, looking at our list, we've got close to, I think, 1,000 folks that have reached out since this summer, mm-hmm. that we're in contact with. So hopefully we'll get some more people in. You know, right now I'm looking at it and going to tell anyone that is listening and wants to give me a holler, if they'll go to our website, tricountytech.edu, they can find my name at the bottom of any of the adult program pages. Send me an email with your interest and what you're looking at. I'm going to get back with them immediately with a special offer that we're going to run through this week. And it varies by program depending on what you're looking at, Flex or Fast Track. But we're definitely going to work to see if we can't get people to take that extra step, mm-hmm. step outside their comfort zone a little bit and give what they're really wanting to try a chance.
Well, and that's the nice thing about it. You had this idea in the back of your mind since you were 15, and all of a sudden, maybe not all of a sudden, maybe it's just been brewing, but now is the time to retool, rechange your life. Your future is building now at Tri-County Tech.
Absolutely. There's no better time than now. You know, and I think you look at some of those wonderful phrases phases and how well it works out for us, that you can really just take someone who has an idea, has been through something tough, maybe there's some transition in a job. Again, maybe there was just an idea and they weren't sure and they heard about something, and why not?
Yeah.
What better time than now to make that move? And that's our point is, you know, we're always ready. We're always willing. We're going to take care of anybody that comes into our door. You know, that's one thing we do so well out there that I love about our organization is we're really there to give back and make sure we take care of the folks that want to change their lives. And how can we do that? And so anybody that's interested, whether they're not sure about finances, they're not sure about timing, come talk to us. We're going to make that work for anybody that wants to improve themselves.
Yeah, we're talking with Kyle Poole from Tri-County Tech. He mentioned you know, finances. That's important as well. We'll let you know, if you haven't already heard, how Tri-County Tech doesn't make an obstacle when it comes to financing for that education. We'll continue with Kyle coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning with Kyle Poole from Tri-County Tech. You have your own foundation, so financial aid at Tri-County is a whole lot different than what moms and dads are going through with FAFSA to go to, I'll say, normal four-year higher education courses.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, you know, I spent some years coaching collegiately and remember those FAFSA days. And, boy, that's a zoo to get through sometimes.
It is.
And while it's a wonderful thing to have, and I certainly benefit from it, it's definitely a little bit different.
I mean, theoretically, they don't ask this question to the best of my knowledge, but, you know, they want to know everything going back to when did you earn your first paycheck. You know,
absolutely, yeah. Who's your third-grade girlfriend is one you think's on there. But
No,
we don't. We, you know,
Susan Gibbons.
Man, I can't remember that far back. I'm impressed, Charlie, with that one. So, you know, but yeah, we don't offer anything through that program. One of the reasons is we don't accept any federal funding at Tri-County Tech. Yeah. Mr. Fields made a decision a long time ago that we were going to do better for our students, use our dollars better, and have less regulations where we could do things like our flex and fast track if we stepped outside that comfort zone. And boy, has it paid off for Tri-County Tech, I tell you what. And so what we do is we have, you know, in-house financial assistance that everyone that wants to come in can go through. We offer it for everything except for our fast-track programs. They're a little bit shorter and the pricing's not quite right. Our CNA is the one fast-track that you're eligible for. But as you go through your process, you'll get a form. You'll go through it with our financial specialist, Lacey Davis. She's a whiz with the numbers. She's a whiz with getting people taken care of and setting up a plan that's going to be, you know, effective for them to complete the program while being able to make those payments, where they're not, you know, shied away at the beginning because it's too much, where they're not turned away because they can't afford it. We're going to figure out a way. You know, one of the unique things you mentioned is our foundation. We go out and do that fundraising ourselves. We've got a department that does that, and it just, it's wonderful to see so many people willing to give, so many partners that we have that are giving that money and really some time of theirs to make sure that folks have an opportunity to for that change, for their improvement. One thing I'd point out is, again, Tri-County Tech, just the people are so amazing. I think our staff, just our staff alone of about 100 themselves, has given almost $80,000 to the foundation this year, which is just phenomenal to know that the investment level that our teachers and our people are putting in is not just because we want kids in the classroom. We're truly giving to make sure we're changing lives.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned Leadership Bartlesville was out having a meal with you. You have your own leadership program that is relatively new to the community, and we really haven't talked too much about it.
Yeah, so we have a Leadership and Reputation Academy. We shorten it into LRA a lot, you'll hear. But, yeah, it's called the Leadership and Reputation Academy. It's something that we partnered with the Schnocky Turbo Frank out of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. Last year was the first year for it. We're starting it back up in January. It's an amazing program. And while Leadership Bartlesville is something a little bit different than that, certainly coincide, I think Leadership Bartlesville does a lot for education in town, community networking. What an amazing event.
Oh, yeah.
So many people have been through, and I think has changed a lot of perceptions for folks to know what they need to go out and do and help in our community and get people involved. Leadership Reputation Academy for us is all about taking a manager, taking an up-and-comer, someone who's moving through a business and saying, hey, let's go be a leader. Because there is a huge difference in an effective leader and someone who's just an effective manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to point those things out. We want to educate people on what those differences are. And we do that through a series of 8 sessions over the spring. We'll start in January. We'll run about every other Tuesday until April. And we're going to take 30 to 35 folks. We've got several spots filled, looking for a few more if anybody out there is interested in business or any manager knows of an employee they'd like to send. And we're going to put them through some fun trainings, some interesting trainings, some difficult trainings, but all geared towards turning them into that empowered leader that's going to empower those around them, go back to their organization, be the person that spreads that positive message, that spreads that wonderful attitude. And I think it's a plus for any organization that's looking for great training for some of their managers and their staff that looks to be a leader one day.
Now that, I believe, is a setup where you've only got so many seats in the – I'm going to call it a class – so many seats in the class, right?
Sure, yeah. You know, we would look, again, to fill 30 to 35 seats if we can, obviously. I think right now we're upwards of 20. So we're getting there. We've certainly got some more to go. We'd love to have as many as we can get in there. And we would work with folks on that as we go. And it's a unique experience that it's a world-class training through Mr. Fields and so many other folks that we will bring in and that will come in and do these organizational type things. And as well as different facilities. You know, we're in the area. It's something you don't have to go very far for. But we're not just going to stay at Tri-County Tech and do those things. We're going to move around some things in Tulsa. We've done things in Pawhuska. So we're going to move that around a little bit based on what we're doing that week.
Yeah.
And again, give some skills to these folks that are going to be those leaders one day in that organization. And even if they're just a kind of a reward for a fantastic employee that needs some additional development and training, again, I think the growth you get within your own organization for having people train in this manner is phenomenal.
Well, and this is done by many of the people who were instrumental in leading the organization through the recent Baldrige competition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hear Baldrige a lot, and I think I equate it to a little bit like Tri-County sometimes in the fact of the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's some people come out, and I was talking to folks from Leadership Bartlesville last week that I know that were on campus saying, wow, I didn't realize this is what Tri-County was now, because they haven't been out in so long. And so sure. I encourage folks to get out there and go. I think it's same with the Baldrige Award that we won. You know, it's the highest presidential honor for quality in business, and not a whole lot of folks know a lot about it. We've got plenty of information on our website. I'd try and explain it to its fullest extent, but I'm certainly not that expert that did that out there.
Well, you'll receive the award in the spring, and we'll talk more about it as we get closer to that award in April, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had so many folks involved, Dr. Strobel, Dr. Godfrey, Mr. Fields, obviously, that really have been envisioning this for a long time, and truly a credit to their vision, to their leadership, that we accomplished that goal. And like you said, they're going to get to go to Washington, D.C., I think around April, mm-hmm. and accept that presidential honor. And so hopefully we can get somebody in here for you, and they'll be able to talk a lot more about that with more expertise than I have.
You mentioned the website, but just one more time, Kyle, if somebody is interested in anything we talked about this morning, where do we go?
Absolutely. www.tricountytech.edu. And you can find all the resources you need on that page, whether you're looking for high school classes, if you're looking for adult classes, if you need anything, obviously we've got a directory on there. Most of those pages are going to include information to our financial specialists, like I mentioned, Lacey Davis, myself, who does all the post-secondary work, or also Matt Songer, who does our high school work. So any questions they have, they can get on our website, tricountytech.edu. Look around, find a name, give us a call, and we'll get them taken care of.
Kyle, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas and a great 2019.
Thank you, Charlie, so much. We love being a part of this, and thanks for having us.
Kyle Poole with us this morning on 1400 K1 Community Connection this morning, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tallgrass Motors. Bartlesville Radio's Green Country Christmas $30,000 giveaway is underway.
Shop the store with a green tree.